Welcome back, and joining me today is Oolagan Mustangs football coach Brandon Craig. And coach fell a little bit short at Skytook this past Friday night, but you know what? Skytook a very good football game, and it turned out to be one of those games that could have gone either way.
Yeah, it was a really close game, and both teams competed extremely hard. And I think just from early season feel that both teams are going to be really competitive throughout the year as long as they stay healthy. And you know, we really respect Skytook, and I really respect Coach Miller and the job he's done over there. And it's a good football game for us. It gets us ready. It shows us some of the things we need to work on and what we need to improve, and it definitely gives us some stuff to work on this week for sure.
What was kind of one of the big factors in that game?
Well, I mean, it really came down to about a foot, because we got the ball on, you know, we drove the ball down the field and got to the one foot yard line and couldn't get it in. And, yeah, it was kind of the determining factor, because from there they turned around, the quarterback threw a pass up that got tipped by our defensive back, and it tipped right into the hands of number 20, Shea Garner, and he took it 99 yards for a touchdown. And that was a big 14-point swing, and it really – really had a big impact on the game.
Talk about that game again. What were some of the things that you and the coaching staff kind of liked in that one?
Well, we had a really good offensive game plan, and our kids executed it for the most part. We ended up running 72 plays, and we had over 360 yards of offense and 18 first downs, so we were really efficient. We just didn't do a very good job in the red zone. And defensively, you know, we held the majority of their team to 98 yards, but Shea Garner, again, he had a great game, and, you know, he kind of exposed some of our weaknesses in tackling, and we've got to really spend some time on that this week. But overall, we're still excited about our team, and we feel like we've got a good team and can go out and compete each week. And just, you know, again, the key component for us is staying healthy, and that's what we're trying to do, is play as many kids as we can right now to prevent injury, and that's hopefully working in our favor.
Coach, another tough opponent coming up Friday. Glenpool comes to town, and they had a win this past Friday. And again, another tough opponent for you guys. Glenpool, a pretty good ball club.
Well, a great program over the years. I mean, Steve Edwards does a great job down there. You know, he's known for being a tough physical football team. His teams are always that way. And, you know, they're going to line up, and they're going to run the football at you. They're about almost 80% run football team. And, you know, they're going to establish that, and they're going to play good defense, and that's usually the key to success in high school football, and that's why he has so many wins over the years. So we have a lot of respect for Glenpool as well. Again, when I schedule these games, I try to get us ready for our district, so we have three tough openers to kind of, you know, get us prepared for what we're going to see in our district. And this, again, is another opponent that, you know, is bringing a really good team to town this week.
What are the Mustangs going to have to do, both sides of football, to get that win against Glenpool?
Well, for them, they like, I mean, again, they like to run the football, so there's no secret they're going to have to be able to stop the run. That's the first thing we have to do against this team, and if we can't do that, then we're probably not going to have much success. And then flip side for us, you know, we've ran the ball inconsistently this year, I would say. I mean, in both games, we had over 100-yard rushing, but we weren't able to establish a consistent run game throughout the game. We had one or two big plays that kind of helped us get those stats. So I would expect that we need to establish a better run game ourselves and just continue to be effective in the passing game. We've done a really nice job of it, and, you know, we need to keep using it to our advantage, but we, you know, definitely need to be able to run the football better this week. And, you know, both teams have really good kickers, so special teams could be a huge factor in this game.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Mustangs this Friday against Glenpool.
All right, Adam. Thanks.